This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Despicable.
No, I'm not. I'm better than despicable. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Make a difference. And you don't make a difference by sitting there yelling at the radio. You don't make a difference sitting there going, yep, Joe, you're right, you're right. No, go out in your community and make a darn difference. Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com. If you want to make a difference, click on the Patreon button. Seriously. It's a way to, you like that? It's a way you can make a difference in helping us, you know, stay on the air, get new equipment, I can get some new shirts, you know, that kind of stuff. Really, seriously. You know, the conservatives have been really, I mean, go to any true conservative website. And they will tell you, they have been pounded. They have been beat up so bad that we recently, with a new product line we launched with, along with a group of other people, that thing took off like crazy for a while, and then took a nosedive. I mean, I don't know, what is it? Probably dropped almost 80% within a five-day period. I'm just telling you from the other guys that track it a heck of a lot closer than we do. 80%, which means that the product was selling like crazy, or these products were selling like crazy. And then Facebook and Twitter and other places decide, Google, decide to start dialing it back. We don't want you to be that successful. You're a conservative, for God's sakes. So they're at us all the time. They're blocking us around every corner. It's not just a complaint. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a boo-hoo moment so you feel bad for me. Because, you know what? Whether we sell a nickel or not on that stuff, I'm not going to beat my brains out with it. I want help from you. Right? I'm seriously. I want help from you. And it's not just me. Maybe I'm not your favorite. I don't know why. Maybe I'm not your favorite commentator. Maybe it's somebody else. So you know what you need to do? You need to help that person out, because you're going to find most of the time they're in the same boat I'm in. A lot of these guys are. You like what you hear? You like what we're doing? Then get out there and help us. It's really that simple, man. Again, you don't need a college degree. You don't need a degree in economics. It's really simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really, 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 really appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time you spend commenting. I appreciate the time that you spend in the chat room commenting. So before I get to the story that you, the title of tonight, the a Florida congressional candidate, this is, you know, I don't want to play politics with this at all. I'm not saying this for political reasons. And I hope my conservative friends don't do that. But a Democrat Florida congressional candidate died unexpectedly on Sunday night with her, according to her family, April Freeman, a 54-year-old, who was running for the seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, passed away Sunday night suddenly. Her husband, David Freeman, was heartbroken, as you can imagine. Now, whether we agree with these people, notice I said these people, whether we agree with these people or not, one of the things we can't lose sight of, we get on their case for doing it, we cannot lose sight on the fact that these people are human beings. Do not, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of her and her family, do not lose sight of the fact that she has a family, that she has people that love her, that she has people who care about her. They're going to be heartbroken over this. So don't jump into that. I hate when I see stuff like that. Good. With one gun, we don't have to worry about it anymore. Right? So anyhow, our heart and prayers go out to that family as well as it would any other family that it's happened to. Don't agree with me? Call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you really don't agree with me, let's see how much guts you have to come on and tell me why this is okay. Never should be. So, here's the one you all been waiting for. I know you came back for this one. University of Mississippi professor tweeted about President Donald Trump and his juicy booty. Trump is what white folks feared the first black president would be, except he's a mascot for white supremacy. That's according to Ole Miss English and creative writing professor Kais Lemon. She tweeted this on September 12th. He is impulsive, greedy, gleeful, ignorant, big-bootied, erratic, and terrible with money. He's sexually violent, and he hooks up with felonious friends. Has three baby mamas and eats all the chicken. Right? Wow. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Can you? What? Can you imagine? Listen, if I even had those thoughts about Obama or Mrs. Clinton or what have you, can you imagine what they would have called me? The fact that he has a big booty is the greatest betrayal. Spiritually, he belongs to the land of... I can't stand these people. This is what keeps me up at night, she says. Waste of all juicy booty on that evil person. Proof that God is white. I mean, does it show you how whack these people are? And they're teaching your children. Somebody with this thought line making these comments are in class with your children around. And you must be good with it because you send them there. Right to the lion's den. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm Joe McTeague, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? We need to have puppets on the front there we can play with. No?
Get up and dance.
What do you mean? No, I'm not getting up and dance. They'd never come back again. What, are you serious? No,
they'd come back.
No, they would. Well, maybe for the comedic relief, but that's about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Tumping White Guy. And if it doesn't make you chuckle and laugh, I mean, I'll tell you, I had a guy buy about 10 of the books from me to give away to the store. And I see all the cute little notes when I come back, the people talking about how, hey, it's not going to make you crazy. but it's got some serious points in it. But if you don't get a chuckle out of it, there's something wrong with your chuckler. Seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, let's get back to this because I enjoy this stuff. I know way too much, right? Really sick. Professor at the University of Mississippi says that Trump's big, delicious booty is proof that God is white because it's wasted on him. Look, I'm only reading this stuff. You going to be okay with it? Do I need to get your oxygen? Oh. She said that the fact that he is a big booty or has a big booty is the greatest betrayal. Spiritually, he belongs to the land of the booty bereft. Oh, God. This never stops, right? She said that his booty is on point. Layman said in a separate reply on the same thread, complaining that it made him so mad that it is wide, high, and juicy. He made those statements in his personal capacity, not on behalf of the university, said the University of Mississippi spokesman towards to campus reform, although I'm sure others on campus feel the same way. No, I'm just kidding. Lamont is a frequent critic of the president. How many friends and cousins do you know who have gone to prison for selling, buying, or stealing less than $1,000 of stuff, he tweeted in August. This man has gang-stole hundreds of millions of dollars and an election, and he's free. The whole system rots. Earlier this year, well, listen, I don't know, didn't Hillary steal the election from Bernie? I mean, we have proof of that. We have proof that she was guiding and working with the DNC, right, to take it away from Bernie. Why isn't there any outrage with that? Really, seriously, I see, if the Democrats, listen, you screwed yourself with the young people. They loved Bernie. They thought Bernie was God's gift to humanity. And that crying that you see in a lot of those videos when Trump won, look, I hate to burst your bubble, but a lot of those videos were when Bernie lost. A lot of those kids were on their knees and they, you know, out there crying because Bernie lost. And they knew. They knew that it had been stolen from them, and they were heartbroken over it. And now they're running around going, why bother voting? They're going to do what they want to do anyhow. And they are so correct now, aren't they? Aren't they? Anyway. Earlier this year, the professor tweeted, when I read like Trump in the third grade, all my boys would whisper why he can't read. Now I'm using his words, so put your stones down. Ain't his mama a teacher? Why he reading like that? Over 30 years later, this blankety-blank gets a standing ovation for never, ever, ever being hooked on phonics. Well, the guy's got a little levity there. That's pretty good. Like our brilliant president, I love the joke. Donald Trump is actually my hero. I want to live and love like him when I grow up. He's a great model for the kids of his country. Lamont fictitiously told Campus Reform, one day I hope to use satire and locker room talk as well. Oh, God. Yeah, this guy's really off the top. Lamont's past writings include Why I Pledge Allegiance to, an essay in which he says the American flag is worse than the Mississippi flag. Right? It reminds me of what we black folk have survived and witnessed at the hands of white folk hiding behind the American flag for centuries. This is where I go through the roof. This is where this guy's a professor. He has no clue about American history. Yes, yes, we have dark times in this country. Every country has had dark times in his country. Does he get the same shuddered feeling when he sees flags from Africa, you know, where his own people sold his own people out to the British and to the United States? Does he get the same bad feeling when that happens? How about the feeling knowing that hundreds of thousands of white men died to get you out of slavery? To defeat the states that wanted to keep you in slavery? To defeat the group that you belong to? hilarious. They fought a group to get you out of captivity. You get out of captivity, and the minute we take the chains off, so to speak, a Joe Biden term, by the way, you turn around and go walking right back to your captors. The people who didn't want you taught, the people who wanted you lynched, wanted you killed, the people who were burning crosses on your lawn, you have sold back out to. It's hilarious. That American flag stands for, you don't even know what it stands for, obviously, and you're teaching in a college. And you parents that are sending your kids to that college and paying for it, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with your mind? Anyway, get myself back together. He concludes his essay by writing, I pledge that white Mississippians and white Americans will never dictate who I choose to be or what symbols I choose. I pledge not to allow American ideals of patriotism and masculinity make me hard, abusive, generic, and brittle. Let me tell you what, if you're a real American that believes in American values and patriotism and masculinity and you're willing to fight for what's right, one thing you ain't is brittle. In addition to his position on Old Miss, Kyes Lamone was previously a distinguished visiting professor of nonfiction at the University of Iowa in 2017, where he previously taught autobiographical narrative writing in the age of Obama. I would love, I can't even go on with it. I would love to see some of his writing. We come back. We're gonna go down the road of some more lunacy on college campuses when we return. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife, Ashley, sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
We're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere.
Accuser Christine Ford scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News,
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You are some messed up white people.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive,
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
They're the boys.
But the one that I love,
they're from your part of the world. That's right. Are you American made?
Yes. I am too.
Of foreign soil, though, you could say. I'm Joe Senior. Oh, it's always a pleasure. Yeah, you figure that one out. I'm not going there. I'm Joe Senior. Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do very much appreciate the time. And really, heartfelt thank you for tuning in, staying with, hanging out. You know, I got to tell you something. I was talking with somebody about this earlier. They say, how do you do this 3 hours a day? I said, I don't know. I bore the crud out of myself sometimes. I can only imagine what I'm doing to other people. But anyway, but sometimes I hit these stories. They go right through my head. I mean, like a red hot, you know, iron right into your head. You go, you just go, there's no way this is happening. This can't be true. Who lets this happen? And when you these stories that come through. Like, again, you've got this professor making fun of you know, and everybody has a freedom of speech. I got it. University of Mississippi professor making fun of the president on a regular basis. And then the part that bothers me. See, what they didn't realize in that whole segment, I wonder if any of you picked up on this. What she said about the president under any other flag, or he said, excuse me, would have got him killed. In almost most of these other countries that they throw up as a better place to live. You got you jailed or murdered. One of the two. You choose. But under the American flag, the U.S. flag, you still have a right to do that. You still have a right to rip off the president, say what you want about him and the government and anything else that's going on. At least under this president, you don't have to worry about going to jail or having an IRS audit or having, you know, the police show up at your house. Last one, not so much. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And think about the grants and other things that this professor got based on his skin color, based on probably where he grew up. No, seriously, let's be honest about it. Because he's at that age where there were a lot more given to minorities than there were, you know, to just white folk. That's, again, his words, not mine. So don't talk about how bad this country is when you've taken advantage of some of the things it has had and made available to you. And you know what's funny about this, too, is some of you will write me and say, you know, you're not black, you don't have any right to talk about this. Well, guess what? Corey Duncan gave me my black card. He said it was okay for me to talk about some of this stuff. Because it's just common sense stuff. Right? Some of you young black guys are screaming about slavery. You haven't tasted slavery. You don't know what it's about. You don't know what your ancestors went through. And don't forget, and the King family talked about this, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s family talked about this. White folks are not the enemy. They, you know, people are the enemy. Some people are the enemy. As Dr. Alveda King's dad said, hey, look, white people, they got shot with us, or because of us, or for us. They prayed with us. They walked with us. They went to church with us. They went to rallies with us. So to make the broad brush that all white people are racist, all white people are bad, right? It just doesn't make any sense. It falls right into what you Dems say you're fighting against. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. You know, and something else has been bouncing around in my head that Kimberly said earlier, which is so true. And I'm reading more and more of these articles. If you'd like, I can pull them up and give them to you. About the fact that how you weaken, I don't want to say belittle, but you just discount truly what sexual assault or the punishment for sexual assault or the meaning behind sexual assault. You're doing the same thing with sexual assault that you did with racism. By calling everybody a racist, by going down the road of everything that I do, everything that I say, everything that sounds like I might thought I was going to say, you label as racism. Which means you've now made that word of no effect. So now when somebody's called a racist, most people just giggle and move on. Because you don't even use the true meaning. And then you call guys like me fascists. When in reality, by the true meaning of the word, unless you've changed that too, you're the fascist. Look it up. I'm not going to go any further than that. You look it up. You see what it means. We can go down all these words that you say you don't want any part of. You say you don't want labeled, but you stick them on us. It doesn't make any sense. Now, you heard me talk about this earlier. Somebody wanted to know where I got the info. But if you head over to conservativefighters.org, I've got an article up there about it. Now, this is all over the internet, so it's not like this is just a place I know I can go to, and I believe that, you know, 98.9% of what they write is real, factual. You know, as Brett Kavanaugh is now facing even more new sexual misconduct allegations, Michael Avenatti said that he had knowledge that Kavanaugh and high school friend Mark Judge targeted women with drugs and alcohol in order to allow a train of men to subsequently gang rape them. Isn't that? I mean, here's the deal. Here's how I feel about this. If we find out that Avenatti made this up, that he has no real proof, and that he knew it when he had it, that he had no real proof, not only would I pull his license from him, I'd put him in jail. Period. And not because it's Kavanaugh. Not because it's aimed at Kavanaugh. Because, again, he's belittling. He's taking the importance away from sexual assault and gang rape. Seriously? He's a lawyer. He should know better. I look at this stuff and say, you know, the days of, is there anybody out there that still has integrity? Is there anybody out there that still tell the truth? Anybody out there that will really, these lawyers, you have a lawyer in California, can't think of his name, he's the Hispanic guy. He's here illegally, he's been here illegally, he's broken federal law, he's broken state law, and yet the state of California gave him a license to practice law. I'm sorry. How many hits of LSD do you have to take to get to that conclusion? How much dope do you have to smoke to be that whacked to say, sure, that makes sense? See, you take an oath to uphold the law when you get your law degree. You take an oath to uphold the law. What do you think about that? How do you uphold the law when you've already broken the law? Haven't you already you already missed the mark, if you would? Avenetti's email, a screenshot of which he posted to Twitter, told Davis that he had significant evidence of multiple house parties in Washington, D.C. area during the early 80s, where Kavanaugh, Judge and others, would participate in targeting of women with alcohol drug abuse, or alcohol and drugs. Avenetti included a list of questions for Senate investigators to ask Kavanaugh, including, did you ever attend any house party during which a woman was gang raped or used for sex by multiple men? I mean, think about this. Think about what he's asking. Think about what the porn attorney is asking. Right? And of all people, I know, I'm going to get in trouble for this. How dare he? With a man with such little integrity, and the amount of lies that he's told, he's so full of himself, and he's going after Kavanaugh. Two totally different men, two totally different, well, I consider Kavanaugh a man of integrity. When you read his real history and not the stuff that's being thrown at him, when you read his real history, what he's really done out in the community, what he's really done for people, and the fact that he's gone decades without a history of what they're accusing him of. He's a real man. He's a good guy. And if this is what politics has sunk to, and you're in that party, shame on you. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
And options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Real Joe. I mean, let me tell you what. That was like the music of the day. How's that? For lack of a better way of putting it. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you participate in, be part of, and actually just get involved with. Really, that's what I want you to do is get involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, that's joe@therealside.com, or we can just, you know what? What do they say? We can chill, get involved, get information. Call me, let me know where you think I'm off, what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right. Right would be good, too. That would be nice. I was ruining your afternoon in the last segment here with talking about Michael Avenatti. The sad part is he's one of mine. You know, he belongs to my tribe, so to speak. And it just, and it never stops. And look at the people that are coming forward with this. I mean, the minute Avenatti showed up and he said, this is what I got, what's the first thing most of you said? Oh, right, sure. A man of integrity like that, I'm sure every word coming out of his mouth is going to be true. Right? So after he put out these tweets and put out this information, he was asked, did you ever communicate with Mark Judge or anyone else about your participation in the in a train involving an intoxicated woman? Now, these are questions, he said, that he wants the Senate to ask the judge. I mean, ask Kavanaugh. And it, and, he, and again, he doesn't care whether any of this is real or true. He doesn't really care. He got down to 4.5 minutes of fame. He was trying to recharge himself. Right? I mean, it didn't get his 15 minutes of fame. It started burning away. Now you got to get back at it. Where is Stormy Daniels? Isn't this the person he was representing to make sure that she got proper care, to make sure that she got her due? The New Yorker, meanwhile, reported late Sunday that a Yale classmate of Kavanaugh claimed that he exposed himself to her at a party, as we talked about earlier. And I guarantee you, between now and Thursday, there'll be a whole bunch more. Oh, yeah, one after the other after the other. Now, two things here. Remember that Dr. Ford or Professor Ford said that he was trying to grope her and fondle her and all that stuff in the bedroom when somebody came in and knocked him over, you know, jumped on him and knocked him over. Right? And supposedly the person that Professor Ford called out doesn't remember it, doesn't know anything about it. Now, I don't know who's coaching these people or talking to them, but it's the same thing here. Ramirez says, you know, that she claimed that, and this is a different story. She's added to it since. She said that she inadvertently touched Kavanaugh's private part when she pushed him away, and says that the incident left her embarrassed and ashamed and humiliated. Right? She also claimed another male student yelled, Brett Kavanaugh just put his blank in Debbie's face, and insisted that person use Kavanaugh's full name. So, apparently, she heard that. And again, I'm just calling this out for what it is. Put the facts in line. She called it out. As she self-admitted, she had too much to drink. She was fuzzy. She couldn't stand. She fell on the floor. But she heard enough, saw enough to know that it was him. Right? She could clearly hear somebody call his name, but nobody else remembers that. So my question to some of you would be, some of you on the far left, just take this one incident where nobody else at the party has stepped forward and said, yeah, it was him. Where nobody remembers yelling his name. We'll start off there. Right? Where she herself admitted that she drank too much, that she fell over, couldn't stand. Everything was fuzzy and hazy, but not fuzzy and hazy enough to remember that it was Kavanaugh and that it was his private part. Could you get a conviction on that? That's my, could you get a conviction? Could you get somebody to step up and say, yep, we can put him away with this? I don't think so. I think it would be impossible to do. And listen, this stuff isn't going to stop anytime soon. This is going to keep going until they get what they want or perceive what they want. You know, Trump, remember everybody saying that Trump couldn't, there was no way he was going to pull this off, no way he was going to make North Korea back down, that we were the brink. We were inches away from war. Remember that? Even the infamous, what was her name, Maxine Waters. Gotta love her. Even the infamous Maxine Waters, who said that Trump. This is when the North Korean Little Kim was firing off rockets. And this is when Maxine Waters steps up and says, if Donald Trump gets us into a nuclear war. Now, Little Kim is fighting off rockets that he can put nuclear warheads on, and she's blaming Trump for that. However, I didn't notice her giving him credit for the fact that the rockets have stopped coming. I didn't notice her giving him credit for the fact that Kim is now willing to sit and talk and work it out. Now, I'm tired of you people saying, well, yeah, but what did we really get? Well, we got more than we get under Obama, didn't we? We've got him to stop his saber rattling. We got American soldiers, remains of American soldiers returned, two of which we've already, everybody was going, well, how do we know they're American bones? Well, we don't know that they all are. But the first who they checked out to be American soldiers. We have two American families now that can put themselves to rest. They get some closure. That's so terrible, right? They can't give him credit for anything. President Trump swept into this year's UN General Assembly on a positive note, claiming credit during the initial meeting Monday, which probably made half the UN attendees pass out. Because they're not going to say anything nice about him, unless they get lots of money from us. He claimed credit during initial meetings Monday that the tremendous progress has been made in the nuclear talks with North Korea. True, he should claim credit. He's the only one that's got this far with him. He's the only one that's actually met with them, even after Obama was screaming about the fact that this stuff hasn't worked for 50 years. You remember with Cuba? None of this has worked in the last 50 years. We need to go a different direction. Okay, Trump does it. He's a traitor. Obama does it. He's a hero, a genius, almost godlike. Now, Trump says he intends to hold another face-to-face with Kim Jong-un, and in the not-too-distant future. It was a stark reverse from a year ago when Mr. Trump made global headlines. Remember when he went there the first time? Into the UN? What did he call him? Anybody? That's right, Rocket Man. That's when he started that tone. He threatened to totally destroy North Korea after a string of provocative missiles and weapon tests. There isn't any other president that would have done that. Not a one. Who would have taken that chance? Well, Reagan did, really. But Reagan did it in I'll even say a smarter way. Reagan talked about the Star Wars initiative. Remember that? You guys all made fun of the Space Force. I mean, the space military that Trump wants. Remember, Reagan basically brought the Soviet Union down by talking about the Star Wars initiative, which was a way for us to put a net, an electronic net, around the country so that we wouldn't be penetrated by nuclear warheads. That they would be exploded up in the atmosphere. Remember, because they have to leave the atmosphere and then come back. Wouldn't that be great? So the Soviets started worrying. They started spending money like crazy. They realized that they were no longer the superpower, or thought they were no longer the superpower. And what's Trump doing that's any different? Hey, Rocket Man, I know what kind of shape you're in. You can't even turn electricity on at night. You want to keep up this game you're playing? We'll turn you into the sixth great lake on the planet. No, really. You'll be known as the Great Lake of North Korea. That's where it used to be. But this time, again, a year later, look at how much progress he's made. Right? And why is this such a bad thing? Even if it's very shallow, even if it's not very stable at this point in time, what's the problem? At least he's doing something. At least he's making forward motion. The UN stepped up with their giving. Remember? NATO the same. I mean, we could go through a whole list of things he's been able to pull off. No credit for it. Absolutely none by mainstream media. Hey, I'm Joe Senior Host. You'll see the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Just remember, we are here Monday through Friday. I hope you are too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.